Elise, have you?
I have. So I was going to say, it's interesting. I had a case that we filed April 2016, and we got the wait list letter, which we have samples in the materials so you can see. They're pretty similar style letters, but the wait list letter is entitled informational, and the bona fide determination letter is entitled correspondence. So I got a BFD letter for one that we filed August 2016. So the line seems to be somewhere between April and August 2016 when they switched over. And then in terms of, you know, actual adjudications, final adjudications for U visas, they seem to be somewhere around filing date of March 2016, but I haven't so far, you know, the fiscal year starts October 1st, and so far I haven't gotten an approval on that one that was the April 2016 filing date, so for what it's worth.
Yeah, they're kind of all over the place. They always tell us that there's a line, but for as far as we can tell, there isn't actually one.
I have talked to a couple people that had later filing dates and have already gotten their visas. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, so I don't see any responses to this, but we'll be talking about what happens when it's not working. Okay, well, I mean, we'll keep talking about B. So we've got at least one B. We have heard of some cases where USCIS has declined to issue a BFD, so we'll be talking about what the factors are and why USCIS might not issue a BFD in a U visa case. Okay, so what is this policy? The policy is that USCIS is going to review all new and pending U visa petitions for bona fide determination eligibility. Okay, so every single one of them. There's no request process or application process to ask for a BFD. They're just going to do it. There are some very basic requirements. The primary one is that you have to have a complete, properly filed 918, the petitioner's statement, which is required under the regulations, as well as the law enforcement certification. And one thing that I really want to point out here with the law enforcement certification is that it must have been timely filed and it must be complete. And so if you have a case where you know that the law enforcement certification had expired by the time it was received at the service center, we would recommend getting a new certification before this case comes up for BFD adjudication, because one, you're definitely going to need it for the final adjudication anyway, and two, the client is most likely not going to be able to get a BFD without a new certification anyway. So that is one. One interesting thing here is that the whole point of this program is to be more efficient, right? Prior to the bona fide determination policy, they already had the waitlist system where they would review the U visa application and if everything seemed otherwise approvable, but for the unavailability of the final visas because of the cap, they would put you on a waitlist. But they would review everything in the application at that time. So you would see lots of RFEs on discretion and waivers. For the BFD, they were trying to be more efficient about that. They're trying to make this a faster process than the wait list. And so because of that, they've decided that they're not going to look at the 192 at all. So even though 192s are technically required initial evidence for U visas, they're not part of the BFD process. The second step in this is that it is a discretionary determination, and so they will look at the biometrics to determine whether or not the client is a risk to national security or public safety, other discretionary factors, and determine whether or not the client merits this EAD in the exercise of discretion. And so they could decline to issue the BFD either because there was, you know, required evidence that was missing, like a form was incomplete or the law enforcement certification was untimely or something like that, but they could also decline to issue it on discretion as well. Also, the client must be in the United States. And so if you have a client who's outside the United States, they will not issue a BFD to that person because, one, they will issue, like, somebody outside the United States can't get an EAD, number one. And number two, they issue deferred action with the EAD, and somebody outside the United States also can't get deferred action. So they would go into the waitlist adjudication. They would not have a BFD. If USCIS declines to issue the BFD, that's not a denial of the case. What they're going to do is, instead of issuing a notice that says that you got the BFD and give you an EAD, they will give you an RFE. And in this RFE, they will tell you that they are not making a bona fide determination and why. And then they will ask you for, you know, whatever other evidence they wanted, just like any RFE. And at that point, you've entered the waitlist adjudication phase of the case. And so they're going to do the waitlist adjudication just like they have been over the last few years. And if you are successful with this RFE, then you would get on the waitlist. And both BFDs and waitlists will get you a four-year EAD with 4 years of deferred action, and that would be renewable if the U visa isn't ready at that point. Okay. Most of the questions we get about this process are about EADs. So the first EAD is going to be free, and this is true for both principals and derivatives. The category for now is going to be C14. They have talked about possibly changing that category later, but for now it is C14. And if the client already has a 765 that's pending, they will automatically convert that to a BFD EAD application, so you actually don't need to file a new 765. A lot of people, when they file a U visa, will file all the 765s at the same time, whether it's for the waitlist or for the final EAD. And as I said, the deferred action and the EAD are renewable, but you would have to pay a fee for or get a fee waiver for any renewal. Okay, and they also do check eligibility every time you renew. And so the fact that you got a BFD once doesn't necessarily mean that you'll get a BFD again.